I would like to first welcome all of you to St. Pius V Chapel for the Mass and the ceremonies of ordination to the Holy Priesthood. Now, all are always most welcome to attend our Masses and ceremonies here at St. Pius. But in order to receive Holy Communion here at this chapel, one must believe and profess the Catholic faith as it has always been believed and professed down through the ages before Vatican II. One must accept without reservation or qualification the doctrinal and the moral teachings of the Catholic Church as was taught before Vatican II, and especially in regard to purity and marriage. To receive Holy Communion here as well, one must be in the state of sanctifying grace, having made a good confession to a priest ordained in the traditional rites of the Church. And one must exclusively attend the traditional Latin Mass. And thus those who attend the new Mass in English in the local parish, or even Latin Masses said in the local parishes, may not approach the communion rail here at St. Pius. And finally, one must be fasting from food and alcohol for 3 hours and liquids for 1 hour, except for water, which may be taken at any time. For God so loved the world as to give his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. These words are taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 3. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, I would like to begin by telling you a true but short story about a Catholic priest who was the pastor of a church and school in this country. The story was first told by a certain Franciscan priest, and it took place about 70 years ago. One afternoon during the recess, while the children were playing in the schoolyard, the pastor came by to see them. And as he did, two little third-grade girls saw him and immediately ran over to him, as they were so happy to see him. He greeted them and was then asked by one of the little girls if she could hold his hand. She looked up at him in all innocence, and as she took his hand into hers, she said, "Father, I like to put my hand in your hand." And the priest, smiling, asked her, "Why do you like to put your hand into my hand?" And the little girl answered, "Because, Father, you hold Jesus in your hand." Now, my dear friends, just a few moments ago, Sebastian Fons was ordained to the Holy Priesthood. He is now Father Sebastian Fons, a priest of Jesus Christ, and such he shall remain for all eternity. When just a few moments ago I laid my hands upon his head, and then in the preface of the ordination rite, I spoke the words that constitute the form of the sacrament, he became a priest. And when that happened, there was impressed upon his soul the indelible character of the priesthood, by which he was configured to Jesus Christ, the High Priest. And thus this morning, his soul was changed. And it shall remain changed for all eternity. By his ordination as well, Father Fonts received an increase of sanctifying grace and a special sacramental grace, which is a certain divine help that will enable him to fulfill his sacred duties as a priest. And among the most sacred duties of a priest is the power of forgiving sins by means of sacramental absolution and the offering of the holy sacrifice of the Mass, at which the priest, as that innocent little girl in the story said, holds Jesus in his hands. The power to forgive sins, the power to bless persons, the power to bless places and things, and the sublime power to offer the Mass and thus to make Christ's sacrifice on the cross present in a real but unbloody manner, are powers so awesome that although these powers are given to the young priest all at once when the sacrament of holy orders is conferred by the laying on of hands of the bishop and the essential words spoken in the ordination preface, the Church, by means of her ceremonies and rites, nonetheless expresses the conferral of these powers. And thus, my dear friends, after the newly ordained priest, according to the Roman Pontifical, is vested in his stole and folded chasuble, the ordaining bishop and all present kneel down for the invocation of the ancient and most beautiful hymn to the Holy Ghost, the Veni Creator Spiritus, by which hymn and prayer we call upon God the Holy Ghost. And after the first stanza of this hymn is completed, the bishop is seated and the newly ordained priest kneels before him. The bishop takes the oil of catechumens, which is one of the three holy oils consecrated on Holy Thursday, and with this oil he blesses and consecrates the hands of the young priest. Tracing a line in the form of a cross from the thumb of his right hand to the first finger of the left, and from the thumb of the left hand to the first finger of the right. And then he anoints his palms entirely with the holy oil. And while anointing, the bishop says these words, "Be pleased, O Lord, to consecrate and hallow these hands by this anointing and our blessing, that whatsoever he may bless may be blessed, and whatsoever he may consecrate may be consecrated and hallowed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." The young priest's anointed hands are then joined together by the bishop. They are then wrapped in a linen cloth. The bishop then presents a chalice containing wine and a drop of water with a paten and a host upon it. The newly ordained priest touches both the paten and the cup of the chalice while the bishop says these words, "Receive the power to offer sacrifice to God and to celebrate Mass, both for the living and the dead, in the name of the Lord." Again, this power had already been given in the actual ordination rite of the laying on of hands and the reading of the essential words of the form. But the Church would express this sublime power by sacred rites and ceremonies. Nor does the church wait for the newly ordained priest to offer his first Mass the following day. The newly ordained priest, from the offertory of the Mass of ordination, offers the Mass with the ordaining bishop. And thus this very morning, Father Fonts will perform his first priestly office. At this very Mass today, he will kneel here in the sanctuary. He will be assisted by another priest, and he will offer the holy sacrifice of the Mass with me. And that is why, my dear friends, at the ordination Mass of a priest, the bishop says all the parts of the Mass out loud, including the words of consecration. And this is to facilitate the newly ordained priest who will actually offer the Mass with the ordaining bishop as the church requires. The Mass is thus said aloud, as I said, including the words of consecration, whereby the bread is changed into the body and the wine into the blood of Christ. And this, Father Sebastian Fonts and I will do this morning. And tomorrow, Father Fonts will offer his first solemn high Mass here at St. Pius V Chapel. Now, after the administration of Holy Communion this morning, the newly ordained priest will stand before me and he will pray the Apostles' Creed. He does this as a public profession of faith, a public profession of faith that the Church requires, since he will henceforth preach and proclaim this faith in an official capacity. And afterwards, he will approach me and kneel again before me at the altar. And according to the Roman Pontifical, the bishop, the ordaining bishop, lays both hands upon the newly ordained priest, and he prays the very words that Christ himself once prayed over the apostles on that first Easter Sunday. Receive the Holy Ghost, whose sins thou shalt forgive, they are forgiven them. And whose sins thou shalt retain, they are retained. Again, like the power to offer the Mass, this power to forgive sins was conferred in the actual ordination rite of the laying on of hands and the reading of the essential words of the form. But the Church would express this too by sacred rites and ceremonies. A certain priest, once commenting on these words, wrote, "It was after his death and glorious resurrection that Christ gave to the apostles the power to forgive sins. Now," he writes, "after the mystical shedding of Christ's blood has been accomplished in the holy sacrifice, the newly ordained priests, having made their profession of faith, kneel before the ordaining bishop for the reception of this power of remitting sins. The chasuble," he says, "which has remained folded during the entire ordination, is then let down, for now the plenitude of priestly power is his." And this priest concludes, he is a priest forever. My dear friends, today, another Christ, or as we say in Latin, an alter Christus, stands here in this sanctuary. For a priest is another Christ. And thus another Christ has been ordained and set apart. Another Christ has been commissioned and empowered to carry on the divine work of Christ, the sanctification and the salvation of souls. And he will do this by daily offering the holy sacrifice of the Mass. He will preach the gospel and instruct the faithful in the truths of our Catholic faith. In the confessional, Father Fonts will take away sins and give hope and consolation and peace to troubled hearts. He will be subject to call day and night. If some dying Catholic is in need of the last sacraments and the apostolic blessing of the Church, he will baptize, and he will be, as one priest put it, the witness of the Church for those who will bind themselves for life in the state of marriage. Pray for this newly ordained priest. Pray, my dear friends, for all your priests who are indeed other Christs. And as you pray for priests, never forget, my dear people, to thank God for providing us with priests. At a time when the light of the one true Catholic faith has gone out throughout most of this world, our divine Savior once said that God so loved the world as to give His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him may not perish, but may have life everlasting. How we can say today that our divine Savior has so loved us that He has provided true priests who, by offering the Mass, administering the sacraments, and by preaching the gospel and the truths of our holy faith, they may sanctify and save the souls for whom our divine Savior suffered and died. As we rejoice then today, we pray that the most blessed Virgin Mary, who is indeed the mother of the great High Priest, our Lord Jesus Christ, that she may intercede for us with her Son. May she go to Him on our behalf always, and on behalf of the Church, and obtain for us, through her Immaculate Heart, holy and dedicated priests. Priests who are on fire with the love of God and the salvation of souls. Priests who will courageously proclaim the one true faith, and thus give everlasting life to many, many souls. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.